This is Jim Inkster. Thank you for being with us for Talk Louisiana. Matt Doyle and Lauren Hickman are producing. Your number is 877-217-5757. And the New York Times front page story, as is just about every newspaper in America today, on tape, Trump pushes Georgia to find votes. Now, the president was railing against the Secretary of State, who's a Republican in Georgia, Brad Raffensperger, and the Secretary of State held his own, saying, "Mr. President, the challenge that you have is the data you have is wrong." So we're going to visit with Quinn Hillier, ranking conservative commentator and columnist from Louisiana, based in Mobile. And he writes in high places in conservative circles, but as we've heard before, is no fan of the president. Before we talk with Quinn, though, here's the president of the United States on that tape, the audio recording of his phone conversation with Brad Raffensperger.
Look, all I want to do is this. I just want to find 11,780 votes, which is one more than we have, because we won the state.
All right. The president making unfounded claims that there is widespread voter fraud in Georgia and elsewhere. And the irony, too, is that he acts like Georgia would turn the election, even if somehow, some way he got Raffensperger to do the deed for him. He still would lose the election in the Electoral College if everybody voted as expected. And that already happened. He got 232 electoral votes. He got 16 more. That puts him at 248. He's still 22 down. But, Quinn, what in the world is going on with our president?
This is Trump acting like Trump. He cannot accept losing. He cannot accept any time that the world doesn't behave exactly like he wants it to behave. And he is used to getting his way. He's used to trying to bully people to get his way. He's used to lying and cheating to get his way. And that's what he's doing right now.
But he has 12 U.S. senators who are, come Wednesday, at least 12, who will vote with him. And one of those is John Kennedy. Another is Tommy Tuberville, the newly elected and now U.S. senator from the great state of Alabama. How can these people, with good faith, side with the president on something that is so blatantly false?
They can't. it's that simple. They can't. And at least Tommy Tuberville has the excuse that he doesn't know any better. I mean, he ran for Senate, ducked every debate, almost every public forum, barely appeared in public. Didn't show any knowledge of the Constitution, the Senate, or what his job would be. John Kennedy can't say that. John Kennedy is, what, a Harvard-educated lawyer and Rhodes Scholar, if I remember correctly.
He went to Harvard, but he didn't make it there. He ended up going to the University of Virginia to get his law degree. But he went to Vanderbilt and he went to Oxford, although he was not a Rhodes Scholar. He paid his way.
He's not a Rhodes Scholar.
He's not a Rhodes Scholar. But he went to Oxford. He's not in the same league intellectually. If you view Rhodes scholarships as being intellectual, as Jindal and Vitter and Clinton, who were real Rhodes scholars.
But he did go to Oxford.
He did go to Oxford.
So I overstated slightly what his qualifications are. Either way, he knows better. He's been educated better. This is a slam dunk easy case. The Constitution lays out the process, and I read about this, the process or it didn't lay out the process. It lays out the standards and the way that Congress goes about setting up the election. And Congress, in pursuit of the Constitution, set a series of specific deadlines and a series of specific measures that determine when a state and how a state certifies its votes. And the states have certified, the electors have voted, the election is over, period.
All right, 877-217-5757 is your number. Talk at talklouisiana.org is our email. A.J. in Nairn Park writes, the president is blatantly committing voter fraud, something punishable by both state and federal law. a president is not exempt. In fact, he should be held to the highest standard. So it's either go to jail or maybe he's so untethered from the truth that he actually believes this nonsense. In which case, anything he's done recently is the act of an incompetent man who should have been removed via the 14th Amendment. Your thoughts, Quinn Hillier?
Well, first of all, it would be the 25th Amendment, not the 14th.
That is correct.
Other than that, the caller, I think, slightly overstates the case. The president himself has not committed vote fraud, but the president could be read in this phone call to have been suborning perjury or suborning vote fraud, which is a slightly different thing. The call is awful, but it's not as clear and direct a violation of the law as some would say, if you listen to the whole context. That doesn't make it any less bad, but it does probably make it not criminal.
Okay, well, there is not time to have another impeachment proceeding, and thank God for that. But the president may face some court appearances on other matters moving forward. And he will be the former president 17 days. Quinn, it seems he's having a very difficult time accepting that.
Well, as I said at the beginning, he does not ever accept when things do not go his way. And he tries to lie his way out of them, cheat his way out of them, lie to himself about what happened, bully people. This is how he responds. It's why he never should have been president in the first place. And I say that even though clearly there are some of his policies and some of his appointments that I have liked. But he is a menace to our constitutional order by the way he behaves and the way that he misuses the office of the presidency.
And a listener notes that this matter did go at one point all the way to the U.S. Supreme Court, and the three justices nominated by the president, Coney Barrett, Kavanaugh, and Gorsuch, they all voted the other way. They didn't want any part of this.
Well, exactly, which, by the way, I have to say, that gives the lie to all the leftist critics who said, just with no absolute nothing to base it on, that these appointees were nothing more than political hacks. It was clear from their records that they were people of honesty, of integrity, and they showed it with their ruling in that case.
I agree with you, but the president himself was surprised that they did not vote with him. He thought they would do it. He thought wrongly, and thank God they are people of integrity. But when the president himself is saying, you know, who I need my Roy Cohn, and he was looking for help in the courts and with the attorney general, which he got from Bill Barr for most of Barr's tenure. But the president found out that sometimes people do the right thing, even when they, in some ways, have an allegiance to the president of the United States.
Well, exactly. And that is that's both the beauty of our constitutional system and a credit to the possibility for integrity. The idea that I hear all the time that all politicians are crooks or that everybody involved in the political world is crooked, that's just wrong. I've been in the game for more than 40 years, and there are a lot of good people that get involved for the right reasons, and I think the public should be learning that now by seeing how a lot of very honest people are standing up against the president of their own party.
We're going to get a few callers in with Quinn, but please be brief. Our time with Quinn is limited. Here's Phil. Phil, go ahead.
Yeah, Happy New Year, everybody, and it's pretty inexcusable what's been going on. The only people, though, who are suffering for it are people who gave sworn testimony about this man's crimes. I mean, they got fired. Some of them lost their job. They've been attacked. And everybody else is just lying, and it's gossip, you know?
All right. Well, I think Phil brings up a good point in that being a friend of Donald Trump is not necessarily a career advancement, Quinn.
Well, it's not. But on the other hand, as long as he's president, if you're his friend and you commit a crime, it seems he's going to pardon you. Well, I mean, look, there have actually been some very good pardons that Trump made, but none of the high-profile ones are. He has pardoned crook after crook, crony after crony, and that is yet another way that he has abused his office.
Well, you mentioned Tommy Tuberville not knowing any better. John Kennedy obviously does, but he'll be voting to negate the election, as will Ted Cruz, who's leading the pack. And here is Ted Cruz 5 years ago, when Donald Trump made disparaging comments about Ted's wife. Here's Ted Cruz then talking about then-candidate Trump.
I don't get angry often. But you mess with my wife, you mess with my kids, that'll do it every time. Donald, you're a sniveling coward, and leave Heidi the hell alone.
So will you support him as the nominee?
I'm going to beat him.
Well, Ted Cruz is now on the Trump train. What happened to him, Quinn?
Ted Cruz has always been Ted Cruz. Ted Cruz is for Ted Cruz. He is a conservative, but more than that, he's just a power-hungry politician. He's one of the ones that gives the lie, doesn't give the lie, but that is on the other side of what I just said when I said that there are people of integrity in politics. There are also people like Cruz who are just out for power, and they look for Ted Cruz had Trump attack his wife's looks and his wife's sanity and accuse his father of conspiring to assassinate JFK. Ted Cruz should never say another nice word about Trump in his life, and the fact that he's now totally on the Trump train isn't just disgusting, it's pathetic.
We'll hear more from Quinn. We'll be back to wrap it up, including those Senate races in Georgia after this timeout. This is Jim Inkster. Thank you for being with us for Talk Louisiana. We're in the lightning round with Quinn Hillier, and then we'll have in studio Henry Turner and Flavor, but he's here solo today. Henry Turner Jr., been a great musician, performer in this community for a long time with some new endeavors and some thoughts about life in a pandemic and being a musician without audiences. 877-217-5757. Before we go to a few more callers, and please be brief with Quinn. Quinn Hillier, your thoughts about the Senate races in Georgia tomorrow. What do you think?
Oh, my goodness. It is so hard to predict what's going to happen in those races because there's so many sort of cross currents going around. I mean, you know, both sides are angry. Both sides are turning out heavily. There's lots of, you know, more early voting than has ever been seen. There's some Republicans who are saying don't vote because somehow by not voting you cast a protest in favor of Trump, which makes no sense. So Lord knows what happens, but it's very, very important for the future of the country because a one vote difference in the Senate can make a huge difference on everything from court appointments to packing the court, to whether the filibuster stays, on and on down the line. It's a crazy, crazy election with very high stakes.
Dan downtown. Dan, please be brief. You're on with Quinn. Hi, Dan.
Hi. Was it just as pathetic for Attorney General Landry to join in that lawsuit with his cohort from Texas?
All right. That was to try to throw out the election results. Jeff Landry joined 17 other attorneys general in the U.S., I don't know, the attorney general in Alabama joined that?
Yes, he did. Yeah, look, these are supposed to be constitutional conservatives, and yet what they are doing is totally against any reasonable reading of the Constitution and of the statutes duly passed according to the Constitution. Landry should be ashamed of himself.
All right, Patrick in Innisfail Estates. Patrick, you're on with Quinn.
Hey, for 3.5 years, we listened to in-depth reporting about how Trump stole the election using the Russians, some kind of theory that made no sense. And now we have all this mail-in voting, people voting without ID, massive ballots being brought in by suitcases, and not a peep from the press.
All right, massive ballots brought in by what did he say, suitcases? Quinn, is there any evidence of that?
No, the suitcase thing has been completely debunked. Look, I have been spending the last more than 25 years arguing that vote fraud is real, that it is more extensive than the establishment media says. And I also do think that, and I could go into details, that there was some vote fraud more than usual across the country in this election. Even I cannot say that there was anywhere near enough vote fraud in anywhere near enough states to give Donald Trump this election.
Final caller, David in Atlanta. David, please be brief. You're on with Quinn.
Good morning. The media didn't tell us that the Russians interfered with the election in 2016. 17 government intelligence agencies did. Richard Milhouse Nixon told John Dean, you don't have to tell the truth. You don't have to lie, but you don't have to tell the truth. Well, when President Trump told the Secretary of State in Georgia, find so many votes, he was telling them essentially to break the law. It's very simple.
All right. What about finding the precise number of votes that would be necessary to overturn that state? And I still don't get it because, Quinn, as we started, even if Trump were to get Georgia, he still would lose the election.
Well, exactly. Look, he was probably making those same calls to officials in other states as well. We don't know that. But, look, he's grasping at straws. He's desperate. And he just disgraced himself. Period.
Thank you. Thank you, Quinn. Appreciate your insights. Thank you. Happy New Year.